It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. How you doing there, Josh?
Yeah, you need a vacation from the weekend we all just had.
Yeah, or at least run around the block to wear it off a little bit. Did you have a good Christmas?
I had a very good Christmas, and I hope everybody else did out there, too. And a happy Hanukkah, and those that are that may celebrate Kwanzaa in the area, hope they're having a good celebration.
And now a happy New Year.
And a happy New Year.
It's coming fast here. That's New Year's Eve on Thursday already.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Get rid of this year. Hopefully, hope for better in 2021. Hopefully.
Yeah, I see these commercials online or on TV for Match.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's the devil. And
oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Meeting 2020. Yep. Call me 2020.
Yeah, that's right. It's about the way it is.
And it ends with, I don't want this year to end.
That's right. That's probably right. Well, let's salute a veteran here today,
course.
Shall we?
Today we're saluting Private First Class Clifton Oren Lindy. Clifton was born on March 2nd, 1923 here in Madison and passed away on March 17th, 2016. He entered active duty in the United States Army on December 14th, 1944 in Fort Snelling. Was honorably discharged just shy of 2 years later on November 20th, 1946 at Fort Sheridan, Illinois. He was a light truck driver with Company C of the 808th Field Artillery Battalion. Spent 1 year, 4 months, and 10 days of foreign service in the Pacific. He participated in the Battle of Luzon. And some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Combat Infantryman's Badge. He was a marksman with the M1 rifle. The World War II Victory Medal. Asiatic Pacific Theater Service Medal with one bronze battle star. Philippine Liberation Ribbon with one bronze battle star. The Good Conduct Medal and the Army of Occupation Medal for Japan. So we thank you, Clifton, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to all the vets.
Absolutely.
Happy New Year to all the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about the topic at hand. So what everybody's talking about these days, it seems, is COVID-19 vaccinations, and it looks like the VA has added a few additional sites, huh?
Yeah. You know, most people know that the first vaccine given in Minnesota was to a nurse that worked in the COVID ward in the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. But a press release came out on December 21st from the Department of Veterans Affairs, releasing a number of additional VA healthcare facilities that will soon start to distribute COVID-19 vaccinations. Only area VA medical centers will be listed for brevity purposes. You know, there was quite a long list, and I just, you know, mentioned the five-state area. So, Department of Veterans Affairs we'll begin COVID-19 vaccinations last week at 128 additional sites using the Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 vaccinations. On December 18th, the Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization of the Moderna vaccine, which is the second COVID-19 vaccine to be authorized. Per Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommendations, the VA will continue to vaccinate healthcare personnel as well as community living center and spinal cord unit residents. As vaccine supplies increase, VA's ultimate goal is to offer COVID-19 vaccinations to all veterans and employees who want to be vaccinated. 113 VA medical centers and outpatient clinics will receive limited Moderna vaccinations supplies while this week, which was last week. And that includes, you know, I just listed the five-state area here. In Iowa, the Central Iowa Des Moines VA Healthcare System and Iowa City VA Healthcare System. In Minnesota, the St. Cloud VA Medical Center. Minneapolis has already received vaccinations. North Dakota at the Fargo VA Medical Center. In South Dakota at the Sioux Falls VA Medical Center and the Black Hills Fort Meade VA Healthcare System. And in Wisconsin, Madison VA Hospital and the Toma VA Medical Center. Sites were identified based on need for the vaccination according to CDC's 1A prioritization after confirming they could appropriately store the vaccine at minus 20 degrees Celsius. Since the Moderna vaccine remains stable in regular refrigeration, VA expects to distribute it to more facilities when supplies are available. So should be coming to the outpatient clinics. I don't know when, but hopefully in the near future. The Moderna vaccine was 94% effective in preventing COVID-19 disease based on scientific data presented at FDA's Vaccines and Related Biologics Advisory Committee on December 17th. The vaccine is administered in two doses, which take place 28 days apart. Side effects appear similar to those of other vaccines and are short-lived. As they become available, VA care teams will reach out to eligible veterans to schedule vaccinations. There's no need to pre-register or come by a facility to sign up. So let Operation Warp Speed work at warp speed.
Yes. So. Sounds like it is.
Yes. Veterans can get up-to-date information and sign up to receive regular updates on VA's COVID-19 vaccination webpage, and which is va.gov/health-care/COVID-19-vaccine/stay-informed. This will be also be printed in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. So,
yeah, kind of hard to remember those addresses all the time.
Especially when you rattle it off over right. The airwaves.
That's right. But they can always call you and find out, too.
Yep. And this will, like I said, this will also be in print in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. And you can also contact our office, and there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
I think I left that out for you there.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office, open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. We will be closed this Friday because of New Year's Day. It's a holiday. So, this week, Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 4:30, you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. And do want to do Ivy Vonderhaar a favor here. The auxiliary is still collecting the canceled stamps. And she said, of course, with all the Christmas cards and stuff like that, now there are a lot of them out there, and they're kind of some unique ones. So you can drop those off right here at the Q92 radio building, and just leave, when you cut it off of the envelope, just leave, quarter of an inch around there or something. So
good old Ivy.
Yep, she'll take care of it. So all right, very good. Well, thank you, Josh, and happy new year to you. And we'll
happy new year to you, and we will see you next year.
I was just gonna say, I guess we'll see you next year, huh?
Yep.
Okay, have a good one.
You too. Thanks.
Josh Bettinger, Lackbarrow Veteran Service Officer, Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lackbarrow County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.